Good morning. We're continuing Maseches Demai. We're in the sixth parak, parak Vav, Rot Mishnah Hey. Yesterday, Mishnah Dalet, we mentioned the halacha that if a regular Yisrael is mekabel a sod of arisus, he takes a job as a sharecropper for a kohen or a levi, then it's generally assumed that the kohen or levi brought him in there because he wants him to give him the meiser. And the meister will go to the owner of the field. Mishnah says, "Makabel zaysim l'shem and k'shem shachalkim b'chul and k'achalkim b'tshuma." We have a general rule across the board. When someone accepts upon himself to take zaysim, olives, and turn them into oil, in such a case, they always split it. There's no obligation that he's going to give the tshuma or meister to the owner of the field, even if he's a kohen or a levi. And The Kahati explains this because the truth is, we'll start with the Bar Tanura. The Bar Tanura explains that this is different than the other case because he's not working a field. He's working with the olives. When it comes to working with a field, so that would be the assumption. But here, when he's working with olives, it's different. The Kahati explains that since he has a much more difficult job here, he has to actually take the olives and turn them to oil, which includes a lot of tircha. It's much more intense to get a fine product from the olives than to just cut it down. So in such a case, he deserves to say, "I worked hard on this. I don't have to give the meiser or truma to you specifically." Rabbi Yehuda Emer, Yisrael shekibel mikayim v'levi zaysim l'shem elomechtes schar amaisus labaylam. In this case, what he says, what the case over here is where he takes olives and he is turning them into oil and he's selling them for a percentage. In other words, he gets a commission on what he sells. In such a case, he says, in such a case where he's making a decent amount of money on it, the maaser will go to the bailam.
Maaser will go to whom?
To the owner, sorry, to the bailam. The bailam is the owner of the field if he is a kohen or levi. Mishnah Vav, the sixth Mishnah says, is machlekes beis shammai and beis hillel, which is really not so relevant specifically to the halachas of Demai. Since we're talking about olives, the Mishnah brings it next. Beis shammai oimrim, lo yimkor adam es zeisiv el l'chavar. A person should not sell olives to somebody unless he's a chavar. A chavar means somebody who is careful. He has already established a name for himself to be careful about the halachas of Tumah and Taira. The reason for this is because we don't want to sell him olives that he's going to not be careful with. The halacha is, once the olives get wet for the first time, that's when they're mekabel tumah. So we're nervous that he's going to get them wet, and then he's not going to be careful because he's not careful about tumas, about tumah and taira. He's not careful about the impurities that he'll cause upon the fruit. So therefore, don't sell it to him because he's going to ruin it. Beis Hillel Imrim Af L'Meiser. As long as he is careful in Meiser, says Beis Hillel, it's fine. You could sell him the olives because the assumption is he's buying it to eat it. So who says that they're going to get wet before he eats it? Maybe he'll just eat it beforehand and they won't become tameh. And even though it's really not so realistic to believe that this is going to happen, that he'll eat all of the olives before they get wet, nevertheless, Beis Hillel is of the opinion that as long as we are not directly causing the tumah to happen, in other words, there's a way out. We're allowed to sell it to him. We're not saying it's a good idea to sell it to him, but you're allowed to sell it to him because there's a way out. It's possible that they won't become tameh. It's another way of understanding this, that the machlekes beis shammai and beis hillel really is, in essence, whether or not there is an iser to be goyrim tumah. Is there an iser to cause something to become tameh? Where beis hillel says there's no iser to cause something to become tameh. Again, it's not a good idea to put something in a situation where it's going to become tameh, but ultimately there's no iser. Beis Shammai says there is an iser, therefore you cannot sell it to him. Some of the Tamidim of Beis Hillel who are more tznuah, they're medaktik in the mitzvahs, even though they knew that their Rebbe held it was mutter, nevertheless, some members of the school of Hillel nevertheless were machmir, and they would not sell it, even if he would take off meiser, as long as he was a chaver with regard to the halachas of Tumah and Taira as well. We'll stop here at Mishnah Zayin.